someone comes up with an insight, psychological, spiritual, existential, what have you, and looking at the world out there, they see that it's not on the market yet, and a drive arises, this should be shared. Then, in no time at all, this insight is hijacked to advance your ego, where you no longer engage in service of the insight itself and of the collective that would benefit from your insight. Instead, that insight becomes a vehicle, a medium for you to distinguish yourself, to assert your identity. And with this corruption of priorities, everything turns into a painful drag, because it's no longer an organic process where the environment either has the need for that insight or not, and where you provide it or not in reflection of the environment, but it's rather about your personal need to push out the message and to hear back affirmations of yourself as the originator of the message, to level you up in your own perception, to help your ego grow. And mind you, here I speak from deep personal experience. Those of you who may have known me in the 2011-12 era, in my initial phase of discovery of whatever all it is that I still actually keep on sharing, well, you know what I'm talking about, and I thank you for your patience and kindness in those times. Now, in my defense, I'll note that it was actually a fairly significant convergence of insights, patterns extracted from across howsoever many ancient and contemporary domains into a synthesis, right? But be that as it may, in my offense, I'll say that all of that took over, it began to dominate and bind itself into my identity. I was no longer independent from the insights or the drive to pipe them out. It became a compulsion rooted in my ego, and it became consuming. There was a certain burn to it. So at the end of the day, I drove it all at maximum speed against the wall, ran it down to the ground into the latent field, because it was not befitting of a coherent and independent field of consciousness, which is ultimately what we hope to keep up, abide in, instead of being driven, pushed and pulled by whatever it is, be it even the highest of whatever cosmic insights. All of that needs to be released, and only ever when it exists in freedom, it can come to its mature expression that does not demand anything for you, that simply operates in service of whoever that is inclined to hear, receive, engage. Insight for its own sake, not for your sake, that's the short version. Now, some of us are less inclined to put the ego to the fore and let the message, insight, whatever it is that you're sharing, stand on the foreground, but we still retain our tentacles in it. We are not happy if it does not disseminate to our hopes, and we are happy when there are reflections. There is a certain dependence there. But with the rise and extension of social media and the whole culture of ego profiling, etc., you find the other extreme to a point that is, I consider it, obnoxious, shameless. All these individuals who, in many cases, not even their own insights, just recycled substance from whatever other source, where they become the greatest embodiment of selfless love and the breakers of the matrix and the whatever gods and goddesses of the new heaven coming to earth. And they openly declare and speak of themselves as the practically the chosen ones, some sort of a messiah complex and a trip going on there. And as we engage with such folks, asking questions, seeking clarifications, not of them, their persona, their drives, but simply of the message inside that they are sharing. And when it gets into gaps, muddled perspectives, etc., the gloves come off because it is an affront, it is a challenge to their ego. Really, we should hope that we are all here in service of knowledge, insight, wisdom for its own sake, rather than trying to package whatever insights that be into our ego vehicle. But that's what people do, and they are increasingly shameless about all of that. The chosen ones, the messiahs, the whatever beacons of humankind you have out there. It's rather tiresome when they are consistently unable to engage in mature, grown-up terms on the topic itself. And then here's something to take note of with all that I am putting on the table from my side, with my face, my voice, my persona, rather all over the place for obvious and at this time unavoidable reasons. It is not that I am crafting an ecosystem of insight around myself. Rather, these are pilots, these are examples, these are inspirations toward the generation sharing of insights, independent of whatever I am or I may think, that people would look into the deeper and higher strata, the broader expanse of their consciousness and existence, and engage with their own process, and also share the evolution and the outcomes of that process. It's a delight to see when someone actually is dealing with the real substance of life and is making endeavors to share it with others in whatever terms that they may share. And in time, my personal aspiration is to facilitate the aggregation and distribution of these sorts of insights. Insight itself should be decentralized, distributed, a broad field of emergence rather than localized, focalized to any particular individual. Collaboration, sharing of the burden, that's what we are hoping for. And from my side, where I have the skills and resources, I will facilitate in service of the insight that I have uncovered, that you have uncovered, and that the other person and whoever out there has uncovered. Simply my request, do not make it about yourself. Make it about the insights in themselves and their progressive refinement. Because only then, only when the insights are liberated from your tentacles, from the grasp of your ego, will they actually be beneficial for the environment, the collective out there, and only then will you find receptivity that is genuine. And only then will you be safe from the trappings and pitfalls of ego, your ancient inner nemesis that seeks to corrupt everything that you may ever encounter for its own aggrandizement. So let us embrace the shared field, independent of any one individual, collaborate and try to contribute our share for the betterment of this existence. Decentralized insight, open source assets for our evolution. Just put it out there, open license, take it, make of it what you will, if you publish it in your name, by dressing it in your terms, then go for it. It's all the same for me. It's off my hands. I've released it, I've put it out there, and it's out there for the taking. Make the best of it. That's all there is to it. So, into the future. Share as you care.